Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Dr. Megan Roth. Megan joining us once again in just a moment.
It's the sound of jobs coming to Oklahoma. Our booming oil and gas industry is helping our state's economy grow. And Cliff Brannan is running for Corporation Commission to keep it that way. Cliff Brannan is a rock-solid conservative, a lifetime NRA member and family man who's 100% pro-life. As a conservative leader in the state Senate, Cliff Brannan is fighting against Obama's job-killing EPA regulations, and he wrote laws to boost oil drilling. As Corporation Commissioner, Cliff Brannan wants to improve our economy, increase oil and gas exploration, and achieve energy independence.
I'm Cliff Brannan. I'll always fight against Obama's job-killing regulations. And I'm a conservative. I know energy, I know Oklahoma, and I'd appreciate your vote.
Vote Cliff Brannan for Corporation Commission on June 24th. Paid for by Brannan for Oklahoma.
Dr. Megan Roth is the lead investigator for OSU with their $1 million grant handed out by USDA to look at climate change issues in the cattle industry. Dr. Roth says specifically looking at ways to try to improve water efficiency, much as we've had success in improving feed efficiency for cattle.
We've been looking at really feed efficiency a lot within the industry, but we really haven't focused much on the water side of things. We don't think about it as a traditionally economically important trait, but I think as we move forward in the future, where we have a lot of water constraints, either due to drought or just competition with humans, wild animals, you know, people watering their lawns, things like that, I think water is going to become even more important as we move into the future.
And most certainly, we've improved with our genetics, the feed efficiency of our animals, so it makes sense that we could probably improve the water efficiency as well.
Yeah, absolutely. To my knowledge, we haven't really seen a lot of that work done in cattle yet, but they've done quite a bit in laboratory animals. So I'm pretty confident that we'll have a heritable trait that we can start looking at from a genetic standpoint.
On the side of transmitting some of the information and some of the tools that OSU is going to be working on for producers, you're going to be kind of basing off of some of the things that we already have in place over at the Mesonet.
Yeah, one of our main decision support tools is something that the Oklahoma Mesonet has already developed for Oklahoma cattle producers. So hopefully we're going to work with them to sort of refine those prediction equations and make that tool even better for producers in Oklahoma, and then also expand that nationwide so that producers anywhere in the country have access to that Cattle Comfort Advisor tool.
You know, when we think about cattle industry today here in the state and here in the southwestern part of the country, we've obviously had to reduce our mama cow herds because of drought. We've had to pull back on stocking rates and all those kind of things. It's important that we be able to try to deal with this water issue. It's not going away.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really going to be a result of coming up with some short-term management solutions that help producers today. And then kind of, I've seen through the Extension Service several talks on drought, and I think some of the things that they present are very true, in that we tend to get complacent when times are good and we have a lot of resources and water is abundant. And some of these longer-term solutions, like genetic solutions and genomic solutions, are things that we can really use to help prepare ourselves for these bad times, even when times may be a little bit better. We don't want to recover from the drought and then forget the lessons that we've learned.
OSU's Dr. Megan Roth. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.